Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad that our good buddy Sam Norwood is back on the show. Sam is a longtime Brain Trust member. He will celebrate 10 years with us as a member of our Brain Trust a little bit later in the year. Sam is a senior partner with Tatum LLC. He's the guy that every month he polls hundreds of business managers of companies not unlike yours and mine to see what they're seeing out there in the economy right now and what they're anticipating over the next couple of months or so. And they report back to him, and he reports to us, and we're very happy to be the beneficiaries of his hard work. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's great to be back, and I'm always happy to visit with you.
Well, we're glad you're here, except we were hoping that you would bring a little better news. You know, last month, Sam, you were a happy camper. I was a happy camper. We had happy numbers. This month, not so much.
Not so much. You know, but we feel like the economy is continuing, however slowly, to move forward, but we in this month, as of March 1st, in our survey, our folks are saying they're kind of worried about the near term future. We look out 60 days and look back 30 days, and in the outlook, boy, things turned negative. And I'll have to say that when they look out 60 days, they just like all of us, we're human beings. We read the newspapers, mm-hmm. and we get concerned about things that are going on around the world and what effect those might have on our business.
Well, how much do you think the it's called availability cascade, Sam? Availability cascade is when you continue to hear something, the same refrain in the news media. So much that you not only believe it, start believing that the news, even whether it's true or not, you actually believe it. But two, you actually start taking action according to what you now believe.
I believe that's true. The old expression, "We can talk ourselves into a recession,"
yep.
Comes to mind when we think about that. But what we have to do is to do what we believe in with all the things, not only. Certainly that we read and hear, but what we see in our own business, and we need to balance those things, but we need to be prepared. We see, for example, rising energy costs. We have to think about what
right.
that is going to do in the impact of our own costs and in the behavior of our customers and our customers' customers.
Right. Well, and yeah, and all the stuff that's going on in the Middle East, we hear news of inflation. We got a dysfunctional government like I've never seen before in my life. I mean this government is so dysfunctional it makes previous dysfunctional governments seem functional. And so all of that, you think all of that is weighing on your people?
It's weighing on all of us. I think as citizens, as business people, as people who are helping to run businesses, it weighs on us in at least a tertiary way. We go, It just makes it more difficult to make decisions. We don't have the self-confidence about moving forward that we would if things were more stable.
Do you think we have too much information? Do you think we're so bombarded, Sam, with all the negative stuff? Because, you know, negative sells. If it bleeds, it leads. You know, all that stuff sells products, so to speak. What do you think?
Well, I think we're bombarded with information, but there's nothing that is going to slow down the information we have, and we're not going to stop listening or reading to information because it's so essential in our business. What we have to do, I think, as individual business people and as individuals, we have to learn how to interpret all the information and sift and synthesize our own judgments about what it really means.
To be better consumers of that information.
Yes, consumers are, you know, when consumers are worried, they stop, they slow down their buying.
Right.
When business people are worried, they stop making commitments.
Well, exactly. And one of the things, though, you said it something a minute ago, I think is important for all of us. One of the ways that I try to be a more discerning consumer of the news is I hear what's going on, and then I check my position. One of my mentors once said that to me. He said, check your position. What he meant was look around you and see if what you're experiencing is what you're hearing from other people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because you may not, and the value of a survey is maybe a confirmation of what you're seeing or a contrast to what you're seeing, in which you can be exceptional, but
right.
Sometimes you think you're the only guy in town
right.
who is seeing it one way.
You're the only person who's got this problem.
Survey,
hold on to that thought, Sam. I got to take a quick break. We're going to get into the details of this after these messages. 2012, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.